Welcome to the Shift Spotlight podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody, this is Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today I am excited to be with Benny Fisher. He's a visionary navigator and can be found at bennyfisher.com, and that's Benny with a Y. So welcome to the show, Benny.
Thanks for having me, Winter. I'm very excited about being here today.
So you're a big deal. You're a big fish. You like to deal in big ponds. There's a lot of big going on with you. But before we get into you and what you do and who you know and all the great things about you, I'm going to start with, if you could wake up tomorrow with any superpower, business aside, what would you pick and how would you use it?
I just want to be a genie in a bottle and be able to grant people wishes and help them make dreams come true.
So your love language is giving.
Oh, I am a... So I read a book called Giftology, and I knew the founder, John Rulin. Unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago, but the message of generosity and giving and how it shows up in relationships and how it's like your unique advantage in a very crowded marketplace where everyone can have the same tactics. Everybody can copy all the stuff that you're doing. They can't copy your relationships. And it's like, that's always stuck with me. And I built basically my whole life around that. And it's been awesome.
So your love language is obviously giving. How did that show up before you read this book? I mean, it's kind of something that's like ingrained in you.
Yeah, I would say that, I'm a Christian. And so just modeling after Jesus and what he gave to the world and giving without any expectation of return and how good it feels to receive, even though a lot of us visionary entrepreneurs, especially males, have a hard time receiving gifts because most of us have this hole in our heart that we're always trying to fill. And so we do it by giving because it makes us feel good. I've always had a trouble receiving and giving has always been a little bit easier than receiving. Well, now I'm starting to learn how to receive, which makes giving even more special.
That's true.
Just the lessons I'm learning like right now in real time. But yeah, I've always been, I don't know. I just feel like once you learn something, once you have something, like you should share it with the world. Right. And that's what I love about podcasts. And I love the fact that you have a podcast because we're giving things to the world.
That's right. Thanks. All right. So at a high level, why don't you tell us what it is that you do?
So I'm a visionary navigator, and I use the word navigator because I don't feel like I'm a coach or I'm like someone on the sidelines that is standing, yelling directions or yelling plays, right? I feel like I'm on the field, like I'm in the boat. You know, I built a successful company. I scaled it. I exited it. I made payroll. I made mistakes, right? I've got all the bumps and bruises, all the adversity. And for me, like a navigator doesn't row for you and he doesn't even own the boat, right? But he does know the water and he kind of keeps you off the rocks while you decide where you're going, right? He just kind of keeps
you. That's a good analogy.
Yeah, he kind of just keeps you, just make sure that we're not going to hit that iceberg, right? We don't want to be the Titanic, right? Like we don't want to hit the iceberg.
What was that? We just watched it on Netflix the other day. The one in Italy on the rocks that like looked like the Titanic.
I did not see that yet.
Oh, I'll figure it out. I'll get back to you on it. But
I don't have time to watch Netflix. I got three kids. I have an amazing wife. I'm like out with entrepreneurs all the time. And when I am, I got a whoop. So I'm trying to work
too busy.
On my sleep. I'm trying to work on my sleep score.
Yeah. Garmin sleep score. So what does a navigator see or do differently when a founder feels successful on paper, but like they're completely stuck behind the scenes?
Yeah, so I believe that there's a quiet crisis happening with entrepreneurs. I always say in America, I'm sure it's everywhere, but like really in America, where there's a lot of successful, there's a lot of people that look successful on the outside, right? They got the successful business, they got the money, they got the cars, they got the house, they got the family most of the time. It looks pretty much like they got it all figured out. But as I spend time, with entrepreneurs, and I really understand, like even through my own life, like I know that's not always the case, right? And on the inside, you're tired, you feel broken, you feel like you just keep filling up a hole that you can't just, it just keeps getting bigger and you just keep shoveling, right? And I know a lot of guys that make a lot of money and they still don't feel free, right? And so they have a lot of people around them, but they still feel alone, right? And they've built something that actually they've become dependent on, right? Like, and they almost like create this like prison, this big fancy prison. It's a fancy prison, don't get me wrong. It's a
It's a
fancy,
self-made
luxurious prison,
prison.
but it's
Prison,
still,
yeah.
it's, yeah, it's still a prison though, right? And so I have this concept of building both a life of impact and a life of peace. And that's what I'm trying to help inspire other visionary entrepreneurs to, like, let's help you build both, right? And so, coaches a lot of times kind of just work on the person. Consultants usually just work on the business. And I feel like a founder is not really, they're not divided that way, right? And so I don't want to just do one or the other, right? I want to kind of be able to help them with both. And how does it align with their actual personal vision for their life? Because businesses should, in my opinion, should just be a piece of your vision for your life, right? Like it should just be like a vehicle, right? To help you become a better human, to be able to create bigger impact. But a lot of times, because we don't know any better, because we're just working so hard and so much, we kind of lose track of like who we're supposed to become. And I feel like through my story and my life, I became for the first 5 years of my business, I was very attached to my business, like most founders are, where it's like, oh, it's all about me, and it's my name on the building, and like, all the customers call me, all the employees call me, and it kind of feels good for a while, and then you realize that like, it just feels like a trap then, and it's like, how did I create this monster? Like, how do I undo that, right? Because it's not sustainable, right? And so I really just want to help. I want to help people become more free.
And our viewers may not know your story, but a lot of times these coaches, these consultants, they come at this with knowledge, but not necessarily firsthand knowledge. They haven't necessarily lived through it, right? They've learned how to be a coach or they've learned how to be a consultant. But you rebuilt after two bankruptcies, two felonies, major personal loss. Like, let's talk about that experience and how your leadership and business kind of transitioned because of your true life experiences.
Yeah, I don't know if we have enough time for that today, but man, there's a lot there. So like every time that there's been, I'll just keep it more general. Every time that there's been adversity in my life, I feel like I've been able to figure out a way to transform my life. And I don't really believe it was all Benny. I think Benny put in proper effort, but I believe that like if we connect to our creator and we understand that like we're here for a purpose. And we wake up after we get punched in the face or get hit. I always say that it's the 2x4. There's always these 2x4 moments where like God slaps you upside the head with a 2x4, and then you have a choice to make, right? Can you learn from it? Can you kind of correct course? Like, can you renavigate? And instead of hitting that iceberg, can we point towards another place that looks a little bit better? And every time I've been able to do that, I've learned a lot through that. And I've actually not looked at those traumatic adversity things as like pain in my life. I looked at that as like there was purpose in that. It helped me become more present. I looked at it as a lesson instead of like, getting mad at it or like holding me back or creating a like a negative anchor, I guess, in my life. Cause I think we've all been around people that like when they have this stuff happens, they just kind of always talk about it. They're always attached to this bad thing that happened in their life. And it's like, what if I can just look at that, not as bad and not even as good, but just what is, and like, how can I adapt and learn through that and then help inspire other people when they get through challenging times, because it is a fact, just like taxes are a fact and breathing air is a fact, it is a fact that you are going to experience adversity at some point in your life, whether that's, a little, I call it little T trauma or big T trauma. I feel like we all have it. And it's going to happen. It's inevitable, right? And it's how we experience those things, I think, that can create better humans. And I think better humans will make a better community. It'll make a better world. It'll make a better place. And you can make more impact that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we know running a business is hard. And we know that more than anything, and what we talk about on this podcast are like all the mistakes that people made and how to help other CEOs not make those same mistakes. But it's easy to talk about the mistakes. Let's do something different with you. Let's talk about something that you did right in your business. The one where
Ooh.
you're not like, oh, I really screwed this up. It's more the, you know what? I did this and I didn't even know it was the jam until it was over.
Yeah, it's funny because I know that you guys are really connected with the EOS community. I will say when I read the book Rocket Fuel, I was in a lot of pain in my business. This is just right after COVID, early 2020. And I hired an implementer. Got an integrator, started going on that journey. Never had in a million years thought I would ever, didn't even know what a business exit or business sale or anything like that was. Didn't know that my life could be different. After I started to experience freedom from being attached to my business, I just kept working that process, working that discipline. And if you would have met me back pre-2020, you would have thought, man, you're a typical maverick, visionary entrepreneur, got 1,000 ideas, chasing all of the shiny objects. You're a little bit loose, you're a little bit reckless. Got a good heart, you do a lot of good things too, but it's just very like up and down, right?
As we say in Georgia, bless your little heart.
Yeah, and I just stayed with it. You know what I mean? I stayed with it. It's kind of like going to the gym, or maybe if you're maybe trying to yoga for the first time, and you just stay with it, you're not going to be an expert at first, and I don't think you'll ever be an expert because you're always learning. But being able to implement that system, being able to implement learning how to train salespeople, like I was always a good salesperson, me personally, but I didn't know how to train other salespeople, so I had to go through that experience, right? I didn't know anything about accounting or financials. I like literally dug in and figured out like enough to be dangerous to where I can have high level conversations with CFOs and CPAs and controllers and bookkeepers, and I can have a little bit of direction and help navigate them on how we want to see the numbers in our business. Process. I hated the word process before. I love the word process now because I believe that a little bit of structure will free your creativity. And I'm just a completely changed person now because of a couple little things that I've implemented in my life. And then also helping put the right team around me, right? Like I believe that the three superpowers for any entrepreneur is, hey, have a good, great spouse at home, right? Somebody that's, going to be your partner in life. Have a great, integrator or CEO, someone that's going to really help you with your business, and then having a great executive assistant, right, to help buffer you from those other two amazing people in your life. And to me, I was able to start to put those together, right, over the last 5 years of my life, and it's had a profound impact, not only on me as a person, but everyone I have to interact with, everyone I deal with, they all get to reap the benefits of a new transformed Benny. And Benny has a bigger impact on the world now. And I think that you can too. If you're listening at home, you can have that same impact that you always really wanted deep down in your down inside because you have a little bit of structure, a little bit of process to be able to help just shine a light on all of your superpowers.
And what I think is inspiring about what you said is that you were able to do this and call it 5.5 years. So, like, most people think, like, it's going to take me a decade to get the business where I can exit. It's going to take me 3 years before I can fill in the blank. You know, like all the entrepreneurs and CEOs, they speak in time chunks, you know, and they always think it's this big, long time chunk away from where they are. But you said, no, it's, I'm just going to do this, right? And it kind of, it happened in a relatively short time. And I think that is inspiring because there's, I believe, like an inner part of all entrepreneurs that feels like the struggle has to be part of the game, right? It's like this, you know, they all like, there's comfort in the struggle because
We're addicted. We're addicts. We're addicted to this. We're addicted to the struggle.
yeah.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience, distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
So what do you think has been, I mean, you're all positive, you're all, you know, joyful, you've made some real magic happen out of some tragedy. So what's been the most difficult part of your CEO, your founder, your visionary journey, and how have you handled that?
Letting go of control.
Totally.
You know, I'm a recovering control freak, and having to be responsible for everything and make sure every little thing is perfect and trying to do that. And unfortunately, tragedy had to happen for me to like really experience this. You know, I don't want to say, you know, my results probably aren't typical, and I hope nobody has to go through what I had to go through. But, you know, I implemented the sales system, the finance system, and the operating system in relatively like a short period of time, like less than a year. Okay. And I was on my way, but I didn't really get to experience the fruit of that on purpose. And I'll tell you a quick story. So I probably started all this journey like middle of 2020. It's the summer of 2021. I get a call that my little brother, David, was tragically murdered in a drug deal. Okay. And that just completely just paused my life. I was on top of the world at this moment. I was like, man, I'm doing all these cool things in business. And that happened to me, and it was really hard. And I spent 3 weeks in Ohio with my parents, just grieving and mourning. And I remember on the way back from that experience and coming back to the real world, you know, I told my wife, Brittany, we had just met like a year before that. I was like, you probably don't know this, but I didn't get any calls from customers. I didn't get any calls from employees. Like, this stuff really works. I cannot even believe it. I also don't even know if I want to be the CEO of a roofing company the rest of my life. I feel like I have a bigger purpose in my life. I feel like God's calling me to something bigger. I feel like I have to help more people. Like, I have to help more entrepreneurs. I feel like they got to experience peace in their life, right? And I started then shortly after that, I started a podcast, which helped me become a little bit more unattached to my business. I was still kind of there. I was still attending all the L10 meetings, but I was creating things that were positive impacts. So I wasn't like the Tasmanian devil at work, and I was letting other people do things because I got to experience firsthand that like the business was running better when I wasn't there for 3 weeks.
When I came back,
like everything was great. They did more sales. They were making more money, and I didn't have to do any of it. And so when I tell other entrepreneurs it's possible to do that, they still have the control. They can't help it. They're addicted to the work. And I don't want somebody to have to tragically die for them to experience like what pausing feels like. And so I try to do it in other ways to try to simulate it. But sometimes I just think you just gotta jump in, right? Like sometimes you just gotta rip the Band-Aid off. And I'm like, hey, can I talk some of these guys into going to a silent retreat for like a week? You know, most of these guys would be scared to death to go to a silent retreat for a week. No phone, no nothing. I've been doing silent retreats for 3 years. I've been doing a lot of therapy. I've read like 75 books probably.
Wow.
Like 3 year period of my life from like 2020 to 2023. Those are all hard things to do, right? Those are hard things to actually do. It's easy to say, oh yeah, I read a book, but did you absorb it? Did you actually put it into practice? Did you learn from it? Right. And so those are some of the biggest challenges of just letting go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a recovering control freak with dabble still in it. And I am working on becoming a recovering right police. Mm. You know, I felt like I squashed that part of myself, but then like I see it come up where it's like, you know, like when did I decide that I need to be in charge of telling those who I believe have done wrong things, even though they are wrong things, but like, you know, that they're wrong.
Well, they're not. Here's the thing. They might not be. They're see, try to reframe it. Sometimes you have to do those things to then see the other side, right? And it's not necessarily like right or wrong. It just is. And like, can we make a slight shift? No pun intended. Can we do a slight shift to be able to like learn from that, right? I don't believe that there's any failures, there's any mistakes. There's just lessons, and I think it's okay. Like I, when I'm my visionaries, like that's why I call it navigation. Like I'm like, hey, here's the three doors that we can go through together. You get to pick the door. I'm going to show you a couple different options for doors. You still have to decide what door we're going through. But when we go through that door into a dark room, I'm going to hold your hand and we're going to go look for the light and we're going to go look for the next door and we're going to do it together. And hopefully it doesn't hurt as bad, and you'll have someone to kind of talk to you a little bit while you're going through it, shift your perspective, give you some comfort maybe a little bit while you're going through it. Because I went through a lot of stuff completely alone, and it was really hard and it was really dark. And I just think that like we're built for human connection, and so that's kind of why I built my community called The Pond. It's like we can do this together, right? We can help each other go through difficult decisions. We don't have to tell anybody what to do. We can just be there for each other.
You have a party coming up. Why don't you talk about that for a minute?
Well, by the time you air this, I don't know when you're going to air this, but by the time you
Oh,
air this, it'll
that's
probably be
true.
over. It's
Party is
August.
going to be over,
It's
but talk
Thursday.
about it
It's
for the
Thursday.
following year.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be Thursday, August 6th here in 2026. I have what I call an entrepreneur gathering, right? And basically, members of the pond are going to be here. There's going to be friends of the pond. There's going to be authors and speakers and other entrepreneurs and a couple of my neighbors, even a couple of people local in Pittsburgh will be here. And we just have a good gathering. It's very family friendly. So a lot of spouses, a lot of kids are going to be here. I got bounce houses. I got the pool. I got a DJ. I got two food trucks. It's just fun. I love hosting events. I love people getting out of their comfort zone. I love when you have to like go somewhere intentionally, especially if you have to hop on a flight and like take that 2 or 3 hour break to where you're in the sky thinking about like, oh, cool, like I'm gonna be intentional, right? And getting away from your business for a couple of days. I do it on a Thursday because it gives entrepreneurs 2 days off, right? So they come in, they fly in Thursday morning, they spend the night somewhere around my house. Sometimes we'll get together on Friday morning, hang out a little bit, and we'll send them home, right? And a lot of people never get to do like stuff like this. They do family vacations, they do a couple business conferences, but like nothing quite like this. And so I've always dreamed about having this. I love getting people together. Next year we're gonna do it. It's always gonna be like the first Thursday of August. If you're interested, you can always go to bennyfisher.com, shoot me a message, I'll send you an invite. We're not too picky. We'll have about 120, 130 people here. And it's my wife's one time that she lets me have a big party at my house.
Well,
Other than that, we're not doing it too often, just once a year.
this is what we're going to do. So you've been super supportive to Ken on his first book, The Integrator Edge. I know you've bought in double digit copies. You've passed them out to your entrepreneur friends. We're very appreciative. So here's what I'm going to do. This podcast will be dropped tomorrow so that it will get out there by the time you have your event, and maybe anybody who's listening could hit you up for that invite.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, we still listen. All I gotta do is let the caterer know we need, 10 more slabs of ribs or 10 more pizzas. I don't think it'll be a problem. I think after 100 people, the caterers even lose track. So like it'll be fine.
All right, final question as we wrap up here. If you had to do it all over again, speaking to a younger self or a less experienced self, what would your advice be?
Go on a journey to discover your true self sooner than later.
True. That's very good. I love that one. That's a great one.
Yeah.
It does seem that people do that, but they do it through some tragedy first. And yeah,
And we're all
great.
on different, yeah, we're all on a different journey. Some of us will do it when we're 20. Most of us will do it when we're in our 40s, 50s. Some people will wait till they're 80. But the sooner that you do that, the sooner you can start living a more intentional life, of more of awareness and really figuring out who you're called to be and just being in that like that sweet spot of your life to where you're doing things that bring you lots of love, lots of joy, you can make a huge impact. you know, all the stuff that Gino talks about in the ELS life, you know, do things that you love with people that you love, make a huge impact, have time for other passions, make a ton of money. Like, that's the ultimate life, right? And that's what I'm on a mission to do and help people do.
Love that. Well, you were a joy, an absolute pleasure, a breath of fresh air. And we loved having you. So we'll get this rolling for you right away. And thanks so much for being on the Shift Spotlight.
Thanks so much, Winter.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.